Hello, 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hi everyone, I'm Diana. Welcome back to another episode.
不仅是 welcome back to another episode, welcome back to another episode about soccer, about football.
That's right. So last time we talked a little bit about the FIFA World Cup, and today we're going to continue talking more about some terminology and a couple of matches that have happened.
是因为上一次我们是做那个 sports idioms。
Mm-hmm.
体育俚语里面有足球，但是很多听众说你们这个足球也讲得太少了吧很多最重要的你们怎么一点都没讲呢？大家不要着急，我们今天的节目马上就会跟你分享。好， Why don't we just start with the FIFA World Cup? 那首先 FIFA 这四个英语字母它是指代哪几个单词啊？
So FIFA is actually an acronym that originates from French, but translated to English, it stands for International Federation of Association Football.
就国际足联。好，那接下来我们来看看这一届的FIFA World Cup 有三个主办国。我和 Diana 呢，我们两个都在主办国哈。You're in the States, I am in Canada.
That's right. So this year,All three countries, that's the US, Canada, and Mexico, are hosting these games.
那刚刚戴安娜用到的这个主要的动词就是 to host.
Right, so anytime you play host, you are laying down the logistics, you've planned the event, and guests are arriving to sometimes your home or maybe some venue that you've rented out.
Host 这个词大家一定不陌生啊，就是主人嘛，个人老百姓，对吧？在家你开个 party 或者请人来吃饭， you're the host. With these big, large games, tournaments 也是一样的。这次美国有11个 hosting cities, 然后加拿大 we have two hosting cities, 其中我所在的温哥华就是一个啊。哎，其实我觉得这样也很不错哎，就是 more people are involved, right? Because three countries are hosting, so many cities are hosting.
Right, and it gives fans and players kind of a chance to travel and, you know, check out three North American countries.
好，但我们还是要回到比赛哦。那这个 World Cup 是非常大型的赛事嘛，我们都不能叫它一个 World Cup match, 对吧？因为一次 World Cup 有好多好多 matches。
Right, right. So anytime sports are held in this kind of a format, we would call it more of a tournament.
Tournament 基本上就是这种 like very large scale, right? And there are many stages, 有不同的阶段。
Exactly.So, first off, we have the group stage.
那我们录音的时间，包括大家听的时间啊，应该还是在小组赛。So, group stage. 那在小组赛的时候呢，就是跟你这个小组里面其他的队都要踢。
You know, the group stage includes like, you know, this kind of round robin elimination where, yeah, everyone plays everyone.
好，那小组阶段之后呢，就是每个小组前二名的国家，还有这次是成绩最好的八个小组的第三名也都会晋级。
Right, so there are 32 teams that will advance to the next stage.
晋级就是 advance to something, 是吧？
Yes.
像我们工作，我们的事业啊 ，career advancement, 就也是说 you are going to the next stage, usually like a higher level.
Yes.Yes.
Advance to the 淘汰赛阶段，这个时候就比较残酷。You have to have a winner and a loser.
Right. So this is called the knockout stage. And essentially every match knocks out another team.
好，那这个 knockout stage 其实就是对16强啊，四分之一半决赛的一个统称 ,right?But if we want to be more specific, 如果我们要更明确的表达现在是16强啊，然后之后是四分之一决赛，这个要怎么讲呢？
So after the first round of the knockout stage, we are down to the round of 16.
所以中文你可以讲16强，我们也说八分之一决赛，但英语就不会说 1/8, 因为那太
No.
太绕口了。So just round of 16, 16强、mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, right.
好，那接下来呢，四分之一决赛、
mm-hmm. Quarterfinals.
所以这里四分之一就是用 quarter, right? Quarter finals,、mm-hmm. 再接下来半决赛。
semifinals.
Semi 就一半的意思，当然最后就是决赛。
Yes, the final match.
最后 winner 举起大力神杯的啊，中文因为我们奖杯啊叫大力神杯，但我也 research 一下英语，好像 they just call it the World Cup trophy.
Mm-hmm,
no,
yes.
Like other name 啊，所以冠军我们除了说什么 winner, first place, 还能怎么讲呢？
We could also use the term champion.
Champion 不是有一首很有名的歌 We are the champions.
Yes.
基本上什么比赛、yes. 决赛那个领奖台国外的比赛都会放这首歌。
Mm-hmm. And since you are the champions, you claimed victory, you can also be called the victors.
那很重要的嘛，你怎么拿到 championship, 怎么变成这个 champion, 你需要赢比赛啊。我们现在就来看看在足球当中输赢平到底要怎么讲？赢很容易啦，我想大家都知道 ，you win, right?、
Mm-hmm. Yes, or you won.
Past tense 可以说 beat 吗
？Yes, yes, you beat the losers.
这里的 beat 和真的去打没有关系啊 ，it just symbolically means you win.、
Mm-hmm.
比如说我们录节目的这一天 ，Argentina beat Algeria， 梅西还是帽子戏法。
Oh, yes, this term we talked about previously, he scored a hat-trick.
关于赢刚刚这两个词啊，用法要小心一点，不能直接说什么 Argentina won Algeria, 你要加一个介词。
Yes, so you must say, you know, Team Argentina won against Algeria.
To win against 另一方啊。
Mm-hmm.
但如果你用 beat 呢，就不用加介词，所以
yes,
从这个角度来讲比较简单啊。
Mm-hmm.
看完了赢以后，我们来看看输。
All right, so as the loser, you can say Algeria lost to Argentina.
所以也要加介词，你不能直接 Algeria lost Argentina.、
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
就好像 Algeria 把阿根廷丢掉了一样 ，you lost something， 对吧？不见了 ，so 不行哈。To lose to someone. 哎，那如果我们要说比分呢？比如说。阿尔及利亚就是零比三输给阿根廷。
Algeria lost to Argentina 0-3.
但是如果大家看那个特别英国解说啊 ，zero 常常会用 nil, right?
Yes. It seems like in football, soccer, nil is used more commonly, but a lot of Americans don't really use this term as much. They will still use zero very commonly.
好，所以比分我们就直接可以就两个比分，你说的时候当中 pause 一下，对吧
？Yes.
0-3, 0-0, nil nil 这样的。
And you can also flip it around to say, you know, Argentina won against Algeria 3-0.Or 3-0, you essentially always kind of use the same order that you talked about, whether it was the loser first or the winner first.
好，那接下来我们来看看平啊，不管是几比几，反正只要是一个平局，这个英语就叫做
draw,
或者 tie 也可以哈，这两个词。
Yes, so if there is no winner, you have tied, but it seems like the term draw is more common when it comes to soccer and football.
这个 draw 或者 tie 它们都是既是名词也是动词用法也非常像比如说两个队零比零踢平像这次冠就是夺冠的大热门西班牙结果被一个很小的真的我以前都没听过的国家叫佛得角哈
嗯
零比零踢平这个要怎么讲呢
For the match that you're referring to, you could say Spain drew with Cape Verde.Or Cape Verde drew with Spain.
Cape Verde 就是佛得角啊。好，那关于这些赛制啊，比赛我们最后要讲到的几点就是平局的，在 knockout stage 不行嘛，一定要分胜负，所以就会有加时赛。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we now call this extra time, although it used to be called overtime.
以前规则也还不一样，就是它曾经是突然死亡法嘛， mm-hmm. 就真的我觉得挺不公平的。
Right, right. So this kind of sudden death means whoever scores first wins.
英文也很直白 sudden death.
So if there is still no winner after the 30 minutes of extra time, then the match goes to a penalty shootout.
点球大战啊。好，那如果是在比赛的当中，因为犯规嘛 ，foul 啊，英语叫犯规 ，is usually a red card 红牌。然后呢，还要有一个点球，那个 penalty kick。
Yes，
好 ，penalty 就是罚你的意思嘛。
嗯哼 ，Yes。
好的，那我们今天节目最后呢，还有一些非常实用的足球相关说法啊，比如前面讲到的西班牙被佛得角逼平啊，也算是一个大冷门哎。
Yes, I did my research and apparently it's currently the biggest upset that has happened so far.
所以这个冷门，包括等一下要讲的热门，跟 hot, cold, 跟什么 gate 和 door 都没有关系。
Right. So this term, 冷门, we would call an upset.
这个 upset 就是说如果你不高兴了 like you're feeling upset.
Yes, that is one way to use it. But in terms of sports, it is always talking about someone who was not expected to win, like the underdog, winning or, you know, producing a result that was very, very unexpected.
所以他就会让那个热门球队的球迷很 upset 嘛。
Mm-hmm.
西班牙球迷就 very upset. 包括 Portugal, right? Because they tied with Congo. 然后中文呢我们会说爆冷啊爆冷门。英语要用什么动词呢
So there are a couple of ways. You could say, you know, Cape Verde staged an upset. And you could also say Cape Verde shocked with an upset against Spain.
很多的冷门 upsets, they are produced by 黑马。黑马呢在英语里面也不是 black horse.
It's dark horse.
或者 underdog.变成狗、mm-hmm. 但也是黑马的意思。好那前面讲到冷门那怎么说热门呢比如说这届世界杯最大的夺冠热门西班牙对吧然后法国也是个大热门。
Mm-hmm. Right, so we could say two of the favorites this year are Spain and France.
这里的 favorite, it's kind of like 最看好的 the most likely to win, 是吧
Yes, yes. Not necessarily, you know, the most popular or the most...
不是说你 personally favorite,、mm-hmm. yeah.
Yes, it means that the odds are most in their favor, and so they are favored to win. They are the favorites.
Odds are in their favor, 就是它的夺冠几率最高。好，但是既然我们说到这个词 favorite, 诶，就来说说你喜欢的球队，你支持的球队，作为一个球迷哈，球迷 you are a fan, right?、
Mm-hmm. Yes.
但是我们怎么表达不同程度呢？比如我 random fan, 就我也没有什么特别 support, 特别让我 crazy 的球队啊，但是基本上有比赛我都会看。可是呢、mm-hmm. 你会有一些非常非常死忠的粉丝，铁杆的粉丝。
So we call those die-hard fans.
铁杆球迷哈 ,die-hard, 就是中文说死忠嘛 ,right? Die-hard fans. Okay. 那如果你支持一个球队，这个除了 support, 我们还能用什么词呢？
Other terms you could use are that you root for a certain team, or you are cheering for another team.
好的那我们今天最后要跟大家讲就是世界杯呢其实我觉得球场外球场下的事情好像和场上的比赛有时候一样精彩啊比如世界杯最帅的十个球星十个球员然后什么世界杯最漂亮的这个太太女友团说很帅的帅哥球员英语里面有没有现在新的什么网络词汇
As far asI'm aware, I don't think there's any, you know, specific term, although I would say jock is a term that's used exclusively for like more athletic people, J-O-C-K. A jock doesn't necessarily mean that they're good looking, but all these athletes could be referred to as jocks because they're athletic.
然后肌肉啊这个线条都很好啊
Yes, yes.
讲到太太团女友团呢我倒是学到了一个新词一个新的这个缩写啊叫 WAGS.
I see. So stands for wives and girlfriends.
国外的 social media 上面你如果搜什么 FIFA WAGS, 或者他们会有标签 like FIFA hottest WAGS 这样。
That's so interesting.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。虽然已经讲了很多，但我现在自己脑子里都觉得漏讲了。比如说好球、臭球怎么说？没关系，这次因为48支参赛国家，所以这个比赛 tournament 很长。So maybe towards the end of the tournament, 我们还能再做一期节目。
That's right. If you want to hear more content related to the World Cup, let us know and we will push out another episode for you.
好，非常感谢大家的收听。那也希望大家这个看球啊，因为对中国球迷来说还是有这个 time difference， 熬夜的蛮多的，注意身体。
That's right. So for all of you night owls staying up to watch the games, just have fun, but also take care of yourself.
好, that's it for us. We'll see you next time.
Until next time, bye.